KKR-backed Serentica taps debt markets to accelerate solar, wind expansion. Serentica Renewables, the KKR-backed clean energy platform serving India's most power-hungry industrial companies, is seeking a $450 million loan to fund its next phase of capacity expansion, a financing move that signals the firm's intent to become the dominant captive renewable supplier to the country's heavy industry sector. The borrowing target, reported by Bloomberg on July 20, 2026, positions Serentica among the largest single-tranche renewable debt raises by a private platform in India this year. Specific loan terms, lender syndicate composition, and tenor details were not disclosed in available reporting. The company has built its business model around long-term power purchase agreements with industrial off-takers, including steel, aluminum, and cement producers, that face mounting pressure from global carbon border adjustment mechanisms and domestic clean energy mandates. A quote from a company executive or lead arranger was not available in the source material at time of publication. The financing round will speak for itself if it closes at the headline figure. $450 million represents a substantial commitment to a market where project-level debt has historically been available only in smaller tranches, often requiring complex multi-lender structures to reach comparable scale. The transaction matters beyond Serentica's balance sheet. India's industrial sector consumes roughly 42% of the country's total electricity, yet captive and group captive renewable capacity remains a fraction of what would be required to materially decarbonize that load. Serentica's loan, if completed, is a proof point that international capital markets are willing to underwrite the infrastructure gap at scale, and that KKR's sponsorship provides the credit credibility needed to access it. Serentica's industrial offtake model sets it apart from utility-scale peers. Most renewable developers in India pursue utility-scale capacity, sold into government auctions at tariffs determined by competitive bidding. Serentica built a different stack. The company targets industrial and commercial clients who need 24/7 reliable power, not just low-cost electrons during daylight hours. That model requires hybrid configurations combining solar, wind, and storage, and it commands premium offtake rates relative to auction-cleared tariffs. The strategic logic is durable. India's production-linked incentive programs across steel, electronics, and chemicals are driving a capital expenditure wave in manufacturing. Each new greenfield plant locks in a multi-decade power requirement. A developer that signs the PPA before the plant comes online captures that load for the life of the asset. Serentica's pipeline, to the extent it mirrors the scale implied by a $450 million loan, suggests the company has already contracted or is contracting a material volume of that forward load. Our view, the captive industrial renewable model in India is structurally superior to auction-dependent peers on a risk-adjusted basis. Offtake counterparties are investment-grade or near-investment-grade industrial corporates. Revenue visibility extends 15 to 25 years. Regulatory renegotiation risk, which has plagued government PPAs in prior cycles, is lower when the counterparty is a private industrial buyer with its own board accountability on energy cost. KKR's sponsorship is the credit architecture behind the loan. KKR's ownership stake in Serentica is the load-bearing wall of this transaction. The firm's Asia-Pacific infrastructure strategy has deployed capital across power, logistics, and digital infrastructure at scale. KKR's ability to provide equity backstop, navigate regulatory complexity, and introduce the company to international lenders transforms Serentica from a local developer into an institutionally bankable platform. For context on comparable sponsor-backed renewable financings in the region, deals of this size have historically required a combination of development finance institutions, commercial bank lenders, and in some cases, export credit agencies. Terms were not public for Serentica's specific syndicate, but the $450 million figure implies either a club deal among 3 to 5 major lenders or the involvement of a multilateral anchor to de-risk commercial participation. Critical risk to monitor. India's renewable sector has seen project-level delays driven by grid connectivity bottlenecks and land acquisition timelines. A $450 million loan drawn against projects that slip construction schedules creates refinancing and covenant pressure. The quality of Serentica's project pipeline maturity is the variable that institutional lenders will stress hardest. KKR's track record in Indian infrastructure, which includes prior investments in power and renewables, gives lead arrangers a sponsor they can underwrite. That sponsor credibility compresses the credit spread Serentica would otherwise pay as a standalone developer, and it opens access to dollar-denominated debt that rupee-only lenders could not provide. India's industrial decarbonization mandate creates a decade-long demand. Runway India's government has committed to 500 gigawatts of non-fossil electricity capacity by 2030. Manufacturing sector participation in that transition is not optional. The European Union's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, now in its transitional phase, will impose carbon costs on Indian steel and aluminum exports beginning in earnest by 2026 and 2027. Indian exporters without a credible decarbonization plan face price disadvantages in their largest export markets. That regulatory architecture is Serentica's sales force. Every Indian steel mill with European export exposure has a board-level incentive to sign a long-dated renewable PPA. Every aluminum smelter facing carbon tariff pressure needs to show Scope 2 emissions reduction. Serentica's product, captive renewable power with reliable delivery profiles, is the answer to a compliance problem, not merely an energy cost optimization. The implied market sizing is large. India's top 20 industrial power consumers collectively use electricity volumes that dwarf any single utility-scale renewable project. Capturing even a modest share of that industrial load over a 10-year horizon represents a multi-gigawatt pipeline. The $450 million loan, if applied to project construction at typical Indian renewable capital costs, could fund between 600 megawatts and 1 gigawatt of new hybrid capacity, depending on technology mix and storage intensity. That math is Plaquemium's own calculation based on publicly available Indian renewable capital cost benchmarks, not a figure from the source reporting. Private equity capital is rotating into India's renewable infrastructure at scale. KKR is not alone. Brookfield Asset Management, Actis, and BlackRock have all committed capital to India's energy transition infrastructure in recent years. The pattern is consistent. Global alternative asset managers are treating India's renewable build-out as a long-duration infrastructure play with characteristics closer to regulated utilities than to merchant power. The competitive dynamic this creates is constructive for developers like Serentica in the near term, but it will compress returns as more capital chases the same industrial offtake pipeline. The developers that lock in the longest dated, highest quality PPAs in the next 24 months will define the market structure for the decade that follows. A $450 million debt raise now is not just project financing. It is a land grab for industrial load before competitors replicate the model. Comparable transactions provide a benchmark for expected outcomes. In 2023 and 2024, several India-focused renewable platforms backed by global private equity sponsors completed project financings in the $200 million to $350 million range. Serentica's $450 million target, if completed, would represent the upper end of the private platform financing range in the market, consistent with a company that has scaled beyond early stage and is executing a defined rollout of contracted capacity. The Plaquemium view the Serentica loan is not primarily a story about renewable energy. It is a story about the financialization of India's industrial energy transition. Here is the thesis the source article does not make explicit. Serentica is building the infrastructure equivalent of a toll road across India's manufacturing sector. Each signed PPA is a toll booth. Each gigawatt of captive capacity delivered is a lane of traffic that cannot be rerouted. The $450 million loan is the capital to pave the road before competitors arrive with shovels. The second-order play is the exit. KKR-backed infrastructure platforms of this type typically target a monetization event at the 6-to-10-year mark, either through a strategic sale to a utility or industrial conglomerate, a partial public listing, or a sale to a longer-duration infrastructure fund. The Indian renewable sector has seen both pathways execute successfully. A platform with 2 to 3 gigawatts of contracted industrial capacity, long-dated PPAs with investment-grade counterparties, and a clean balance sheet post-loan drawdown could command an enterprise value multiple that reflects the predictability of cash flows rather than the volatility of commodity-linked energy assets. Plaquemium's position: the institutional capital window for India's industrial renewable sector is open now and will begin to narrow by 2028 as capacity becomes more abundant and offtake premiums compress. The developers and their private equity sponsors who execute financing and construction in this 24-month window will capture the duration premium. Those who wait will be building into a more competitive, lower-margin market. For institutional allocators, Serentica's loan is a signal to accelerate due diligence on India's captive industrial renewable subsector, not simply to note it as an emerging theme. The bottom line: Serentica's $450 million loan target is the largest marker yet that India's industrial renewable transition has moved from policy aspiration to bankable infrastructure. KKR's sponsorship converts a local developer's ambition into a credit structure that international lenders can underwrite. The industrial offtake model insulates the business from auction price volatility and regulatory renegotiation risk. The CBAM tailwind from European carbon border policy ensures industrial demand for clean energy contracts will intensify, not diminish. The forward-looking claim is direct. If Serentica closes this loan and deploys the capital against contracted capacity within 18 months, it will have established a competitive moat in India's industrial clean power market that will be difficult and expensive for later entrants to replicate. Watch the lender syndicate announcement and first drawdown confirmation as the next material data points.